Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. The Beef Council has worked down through the years with future dietitians through training sessions for dietetic interns at several Oklahoma universities. Heather, tell me about one of these recent intern training sessions.
So we recently hosted dietetic interns from Oklahoma State University for a media and ranch day in Stillwater. The purpose of such events is threefold. First of all, we want to educate future dietitians about the benefits of beef, about beef's nutritional benefits, and then we want to provide them an overview of all Beef Checkoff funded research, which truly demonstrates beef's role in a healthy diet. The second is to provide media and food demonstration training to assist them in their future careers. And the third is to educate them about beef production and answer their questions about the use of technology in beef production and beef sustainability.
Thanks, Heather. As always, we invite you to go to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner to learn more about what's going on with your Beef Checkoff dollars. oklabeef.org.
We had a mixed day for the cattle futures market. Live cattle finished up strongly, up anywhere from 77 to $1.12. The June front month were 110.82, up $1.12 here, while August were up 77 at 107.07. And feeder cattle, on the other hand, were quite a bit weaker, led by the August feeders down 207 at 137.75, roughly $3 off of their high earlier in the day of 140.90. The Septembers were down $1.35, and then October's down $1. Hogs finished in July and August both down about $2.20. The sell-off came after the USDA grain report, which happened 11 a.m. Corn was up 11 cents, and that put pressure on the feeder cattle, as feed costs are maybe expected to rise and having an impact on what people can pay for the feeder cattle. So that was a little bit of that weakness. Boxed beef at midday was mixed here, but pretty quiet. 76 higher on choice. Select was down about 12 cents at 208.67. And then overnight there was another ASF case in China. The news has kind of gotten bored with that story, but it doesn't seem to be going away and could continue to linger. And also the trade war and tariff continues to be a factor here in terms of where we ship beef.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
It's the gold standard for OSU's graze and grain wheat varieties. It's Duster, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Since its release in 2006, Duster is the most frequently planted OSU variety. A five-gene package leaves other varieties in the dust when it comes to leaf rust protection, and Duster is resistant to Hessian fly and powdery mildew. Duster is also resilient under BYD pressure and offers good baking quality as verified by the Wheat Quality Council. Put Duster to work for you. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
A pretty wild day for the grain futures. We generally finished higher in corn and wheat. Beans were unchanged to a half cent lower. The corn market finished at 10 to 11 higher, with December at 445 and a half, up 11, 3.5 off of its highs. Corn down a half here, about a nickel off of its highs and about 8 cents off the lows. Chicago wheat up 7 to 10, and Kansas City up about 5 cents. This morning we had a USDA report, which gave us the latest round of monthly data here out of the USDA. The USDA lowered the corn acres, 3 million acres, to 89.8, down from 92.8. So a pretty substantial drop here. It's only happened about four times, and this would be the biggest reduction in one June report. The yield, they dropped to 166 bushels an acre, down about 10 bushels an acre, which dropped the overall production by about 1.35 billion bushels. Down in the 13. So technically, if you look at the USDA balance sheet, we're actually producing more than we use this year. So could be kind of tight. Beans, they left unchanged. Not a whole lot of event going on there. It looked like that report actually was perceived as negative, and I guess that's why we were down a half cent. And then wheat ending stocks, both old crop and new crop, were just a little bit tighter here, provided a little bit of bullishness there. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.